بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود صدق اللہ العظیم. الحمد للہ ذو فضل کرم احسان اف اللہ تعالیٰ اللہ رب العزت has allowed for us to sit for a while and make some mudakara of some aspect of this beautiful deen that Allah تعالیٰ has blessed us with. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala make it a means of our hidayat, a means of our reformation, and a means of us being blessed with the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make it a turning point in our lives where we change our lives for the better, become better believers, better mu'mineen, better ummatis of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These ayat that we have read, all of us are familiar with these ayat. So these are the opening verses of Suratul Adiyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the horses that are used in jihad. So Allah ta'ala gives their description, how they run, etc., their different qualities, and how they go right into the middle of the enemy. And if one ponders over this, then the horse, generally, that will be the first thing that will be attacked. If a person is riding the horse, you won't be able to get to the rider, the horse will be attacked. So the horse, its life is at risk. Its life is at risk. A horse is such a thing that even if its leg gets an injury, no leg, no horse. Horse can't run on three legs. So even if a leg gets an injury, then 9 out of 10 times the horse has to be put down. You can't use that horse anymore, the horse has to be put down. So this horse is facing a lot of danger. And even if this horse has to go through everything, it doesn't get injured, it's not killed, it's not injured, nothing, and there is a victory for the Muslim Ummah, then too, how will the horse benefit? The horse will still eat the same fodder that's normally given to it. It will still stay in the same stable where it normally stays. The standard of living of the horse is not going to increase. It's not that before this the horse could only afford C-grade mutton and now it can afford A-grade mutton. It's not like that. The horse, whatever it was eating, it will still eat the same thing. Wherever it was staying, it will still stay in the same place. The person to benefit will be the human being who is riding that horse. And the human being who is riding this horse, he didn't create the horse. Neither did he create the food that he feeds to the horse. So he just takes food which Allah Ta'ala provided, and he's just the means in between. He just takes the food which Allah Ta'ala provided, and he feeds it to the horse which Allah Ta'ala provided. But the fact that he is giving that horse a little bit of fodder, a little bit of food, this horse becomes so loyal to him that this horse is prepared to put itself in danger, even put its life at risk. If the rider on that horse instructs the horse to advance, it will advance. If he instructs the horse to go right, it will go right. He instructs it to go left, it goes left. He instructs the horse to gallop, it will gallop. He instructs the horse to stop, it will stop. Whatever instruction he gives. If the army that is being faced, the enemy that is being faced, is a very formidable enemy, very formidable army, the horse doesn't turn around. If the rider, the mujahid on that horse, he instructs that horse to go forward, the horse rushes forward. Such is the obedience of that horse to that insan who has just become a means to take the created fodder provided by Allah Ta'ala and give it to this created horse provided by Allah Ta'ala. But such level of loyalty. So Allah Ta'ala mentions with regards to these horses. And immediately after that, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. That verily, insan, to his Rabb, lakanud is loosely translated as very ungrateful. Insan is ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. Now when it comes to the relationship between insan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Rabbul Izzat is our Rabb. Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif starts with Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, who is the Rabb of mankind, the Rabb of the entire universe. So this word Rabb, Allah Ta'ala could have used any other word. Allah Ta'ala could have said, Alhamdulillahi Khaliqil Alameen, Raziqil Alameen. Many other words Allah Ta'ala could have used. But Allah Ta'ala used the word Rabb. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That, O my Banda, O my servant, I am not just your creator. I didn't just create you, but I am your Rabb. Meaning I have created you, I have nurtured you, I have created all the means for your nourishment, for your progress, for your survival. Everything I have taken care of. To understand it, you get a motor car manufacturer. So they will manufacture the motor car. Right? They will call it, they put their name, everything on that. But they don't make the oil to put into the engine. They don't make the petrol to put into the tank. They don't make the tires to make that car move. The electronics sometimes are made somewhere else. So many things are made in different places and they are put together. And then the raw materials of all of it is not created by them. But when it comes to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is such a creator, such a nourisher, such a nurturer, that Allah Rabbul Izzat creates His makhluk. The raw materials come from Allah Ta'ala. Doesn't come from anywhere else. And then whatever that creation requires throughout its life, everything comes from Allah Ta'ala. You take a creature like a snake, which is something we don't want to come anywhere in close proximity of. Right? A snake is something that is a dangerous animal. We are allowed to even kill it. If we see a snake in our proximity, we don't go around snake hunting now, but if there is a snake in our proximity, we are allowed to kill the snake because it's a dangerous creature, dangerous animal. But the snake also, its life is such that its skin gets worn out. So Allah Ta'ala has kept such a system. We think that our Nivea cream, and our this cream and our that is keeping our skin healthy. Otherwise, we've begun looking all crinkled up and old and everything. See what means Allah Ta'ala made for that snake. That every year Allah Ta'ala gives it a new skin. A thing like a snake. But because its skin gets worn out, Allah Ta'ala gives it a new skin every year. So this is the kudrat of Allah Ta'ala. A shark without its teeth is nothing. A shark, if its tooth has to break while it's hunting or whatever, its tooth has to break, immediately another tooth takes its place. Same time you get another tooth. Because that is what it needs for its survival. So Allah Ta'ala put another tooth. No matter how many teeth it loses in its life, it keeps replacing teeth. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, He has created the means for our life, our survival. Allah has created everything. And everything comes from Allah. It's not that Allah sources it from somewhere else. Despite that, and despite us being created by Allah, belonging to Allah, still we are ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. That horse shows so much gratitude to its rider, just because the rider is giving it some fodder. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, so much of ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala is on us. Right? But we are ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. So this word kanud, this lakanud, Allah Ta'ala says this word in the Quran. So the Mufassirin, they explain the what is the real meaning of this word. So one meaning of this word is that the person, he only looks at the negatives in life. He doesn't look at any positives. He focuses on what he doesn't have. All what he got, that he doesn't look at so much I got. One young man, newly married. So he says that, I'm a bubbly personality. Talkative, bubbly, jovial personality. And my wife, on the other hand, she's a bit antisocial. She's a bit more on the quiet side. She doesn't really joke. She doesn't really, engage and make some conversation. I have to keep initiating the conversation. I wanted to tell him, by shukar karwan, Most of the other men, they're saying we can't get a word in. We just digress a little bit. We'll come back to this. There was one lady, she went to an amil. But the amil was a proper amil. Those proper ones are almost in the Kabristan. You don't find them. But she went to an amil, and this amil was a nek salih alim also. So she explained to him, see that, behind the parda, no? So, Mona, I don't know, man, he just comes home and we start arguing. Over nothing. I don't even know what the problem is. We start arguing. So the Maulana told, all right, he figured out what the problem is. So he took some pani and he passed it under the parda, under the curtain, sent the bottle, and he told her, right, when as soon as you hear your husband entering the house, so you must take one big sip of this water. And na ugalna, you mustn't drink it and don't spit it out. Na ugalna, you don't take it out and don't put it in. Just keep it in your mouth. So She got very happy. She got her pareru pani and everything. Now, you know, sometimes people have more yakin and tawakkul on the ta'weez than on the Quran Sharif. If somebody have to come and ask you, you get people sometimes they phone, Subhanallah, you know, what you can read for Hifazat. You tell them, read the Quls and read Ayatul Kursi. Only that. Only that. Whereas that is a prescription from Allah Ta'ala. But that we, now if that person has to write down something on one paper, scribble something to fold it up and give you and tell you that tie this in a green cloth. Make sure it's a green one, not a black one. And make sure you weigh it on your arm, on the right arm, not the left arm. They tell you all that now. That is done with pabandi now. The taweez. Now if that lady is leaving the house and she never wear her taweez, oh, Maria. She has to go back now to fetch the taweez. Life can't carry on without the taweez. So we mustn't be like that. Have more yaqeen in the words of Allah Ta'ala. Jee. So this lady now, this Amil told her that you take one gulp of this water, don't swallow it, don't spit it out, just keep it in your mouth. So when the water is finished, you must come back for more. But after about a week, 10 days, she went back with a lot of hadiah for the Amil. He said, Molisa, please give some more of that water. A whole week, 10 days, not one argument we had in our house. Not one argument we had. So that Amil Saab, he told her, he said, Ben, there's nothing wrong with you. And the water I gave you also, I didn't even read anything inside. The only thing is you need to hold your tongue. Hold your tongue. You're talking too much. That's why you're ending up in arguments. If you just talk a little bit less, then there won't be problems in your home. So this young man, I wanted to tell him that make sugar, most of the other men, they're complaining, we can't get a word in. You saying your wife is not talkative, so make sugar and tell him. But anyway, so he was saying that, you know what, this thing is really getting me down, and I don't think we are very compatible. So I replied to him and I said that, boy, tell me something. Besides this problem, what other problems do you have? Besides this problem in your marriage, in your life, what other problems do you have? He wrote back and he said, Mana, you know what? I gave it some thought. I don't really have any problems. It's just shaitan making me focus on this one point. I don't really have any problem in my marriage. I don't know why I'm making an issue of this one thing. So this is one meaning of this word kanud. That the person, he only looks at what he doesn't have. He's not counting his blessings. He's looking at what he doesn't have. Another meaning of this word kanud is that the person, he uses the bounties in the displeasure of the one who gave it to him. That Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the ni'mats. And now I am using those same ni'mats, but I am using it in the displeasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So I remember Hazrat Ismail Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he used to make dua, he used to say that, oh Allah, had there been another Allah, there is no other Allah. He's saying, if it was another Allah, the moment we misused our eyes, he would have made us blind. The moment we misused our ears, he would have made us deaf. And Hazrat used to say that, Ya Allah, you have the Qudrat. You could have made us blind. You could have made us deaf. The moment we misused our tongue, you could have made us dumb. The moment we took our hand towards guna, now those days was the TV remote. But the moment we went for the TV remote, you could have paralyzed our hand. Today is the cell phone. So many ladies, mothers, sisters, daughters. This cell phone is a big fitna. The cell phone is a very big fitna. So many neck people are getting caught up in the fitna of the cell phone. Shaitan deceives us into thinking that nobody knows what we're doing on this thing. Nobody knows. And these cell phone programmers and whatever, designers, and they keep coming out with things whereby we think we can hide our gunas. One youngster was telling me, he said, "No, Marana, you can have two," I don't know what word he used, some word, that you can have like two phones operating in the one phone. So your parents can know of one. They want to check your WhatsApp, they want to check whether you give it to them. Yeah. No problem, there's a check. But you can have one ghost account inside. There you got all your kharabiyan, all the nonsense, all the wrong, all the haram that is in there. Then on the social media, especially the women folk, I think the young people and the women folk, the men, when they involved in the phone, they involved in very wrong. They're either gambling or they looking at haram. They involved in, like, you know. But the young people, they mess around. And the woman. The woman, everything they want to put on the phone. They're going somewhere, they must take a picture of where they're going. Somebody got proposed, no, that must come on the status. Somebody is heaves jalsa on the status. Everything on the status. What for? Do we think people are happy for us? We living in a zamana of hasad, shararat, fitna. Why we must expose everything? Husband bought for her one car, the key is on the status. To show who? To show who? You cooked something, that thing is on the Facebook, that thing is on the Instagram. How it's presented. The bichara husband is married to you for the last 15 years. You never worried about presentation of the food. Now since Instagram came out and that cooking group came out, he too is shocked. Kya hua now? Everything is coming. So much presentation and like this and like that. So that is now just for the camera to show all the people on the group. And the sad thing, mothers, sisters, animas today involved in all the same things. People who are supposed to be animas too, also involved in all the same things. So this phone, marriages are breaking with this phone. Wallahi, I'm telling you, in this last couple of days, the amount of cases are coming, what kind of cases? What kind of cases? And if you put it down, if this phone is enabling it. Because every lady got her own phone, every man got his own phone, every child got their own phone. So everybody is thinking they're hiding, everybody is just doing their own chakkar, they're doing their own thing on the phone. So one is we have to watch ourselves. And as mothers and fathers, we have to stop burying our head in our phones. Sometimes maybe we're doing work, or we're checking something good, or we're checking the news or whatever, right? But we're so consumed, there's so much of screen time and phone time, that there's no children time. There's no wife time. Or the wife, there's no husband time. Because today the ladies too are businesswomen. Everybody is selling something and everybody is advertising something. So, one husband and wife, they were having problems in the house, no? Arguing, fighting, not happy. So eventually, Allah Ta'ala inspired them. They made a rule in their home. They said, see, the moment the husband comes from work, in the evening when he comes from work, both husband and wife will switch their phones off and put in the cupboard. They would put it on the next morning. They'll switch their phones off, put it away in the cupboard. Next morning they'll switch the phones on. And that husband tells me, he said, Maulana, we got bliss in our home. The children are gone happier people. The wife is gone happier. I'm happier. We got so much of time to do so many things now. My wife used to be complaining all the time that you're not sorting this out, sorting that out. Now I'm sorting everything out and I'm still asking anything more to do also. The children also, we can check their tarbiyat, see what they're doing. Otherwise, we're eating, the phone is next to us. We're driving in the car, we're on the phone. Mother is on her phone, father is on his phone. The children, what are they going to do? So they two in their phones. So this phone is causing a lot of fitna. My Hazrat Abdul Haq Magda Sahib, Naam Barakatuh, he doesn't call it a cell phone. He calls it a hell phone. This phone is a hell phone. So, everything goes on that phone. So, the bounties, we are talking about the meaning of kanud and we digressed a little bit. So, the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, we using it in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala blessed with hair. Now imagine if we were all bald. Can happen. In the time of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one mother came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said that my child had some bimari. And due to that, her hair has fallen off. So now, I'm getting her married. So is it permissible for me to make a wig for her? And obviously, the beauty of the woman is in her hair. So now the mother is concerned that the husband, now he mustn't, you know, see, this lady got no hair on her head now. So the mother wanted to know. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, this is not permissible. The point is that it can happen that a person can be bald. There is another riwayat where a person was bald and Allah Ta'ala sent the angel to come and ask him that what would you like? He said, I like to have nice hair. So many, forget women, men. Today men too are gone. The ladies and the men now, they're fighting for space in the bathroom cabinet. Before, the man had no space in the bathroom cabinet. Bathroom cabinet was for the lady. But today the men also, they got so many creams and so many this and so many that. They're fighting now, the husband and wife having competition. So, the men are bald, old men are bald, they are going to other countries, they are paying thousands of dollars for treatment to get hair. Now Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with hair, and now if we go and do with that hair what Allah Ta'ala dislikes. You know, a lady, if she goes and cuts her hair, this is prohibited for her. She's not supposed to do that. Now she goes and cuts her hair. Or she goes and streaks her hair to make herself look like the kuffar woman. Or now there's some wedding, some wadima, some function. She's exposing her hair. Her hair not supposed to be exposed. She's exposing her hair. Now all that is being done in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Now imagine if Allah Ta'ala takes the ni'mat away, then what? So every ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, our eyes, our ears, our heart, everything Allah has given us, our wealth. Wealth also is a very great ni'mat. Very great ni'mat. We are supposed to look after it. We are supposed to use it how Allah wants us to use it. Not squander the wealth, not be extravagant with the wealth. See, one new bakery must just open. One new takeaway must just open. Or one new fad must just come around. You know, something trending, something new came up. Now, the place is buzzing. Right? The place is buzzing. So it's buzzing with who? It's buzzing with us. Right? Now if you go there and you buy one croissant, for example, one croissant, you're paying, I don't know what's the price of all these fancy croissants, 70 rand, 80 rand, 85 rand, one croissant. Right? Then how we justify it? Let us try it out. But where is our akal to go spend that much of money on one croissant? We're feeling hard to spend the money. The only people not feeling hard to spend the money is the lady spending the husband's money. So they don't feel it too hard. Otherwise you feel hard. You come to the till and you took two croissants. Alright, let's try this thing out. You come there and it's 500-600 rand later and you're looking at, hey, what did I take? Maybe they made a mistake. But we spend the money. Right? Now if you have to ask yourself, use your akal and ask yourself, that is this expenditure justifiable? Is it justifiable? It's not justifiable. So why am I? My akal also will tell me that this is a wrong thing I'm doing. So why am I spending that money? Why? Because Maryam Bibi asked me, hey, you went there. Hey, you must try this thing out. Why? Maryam Bibi is busy pacifying herself that 500 grand was well spent. She's also tearing, it's hurting her, but she needs to pacify herself. So she's putting on the group. Hey, you went there. It's like this. Just to go and see what it's about. You go spend so much of money. Now, if Allah Ta'ala is to take that wealth away because we're being extravagant, so much eating out, so much this, that same money can be put to such good use. Such good use it can be put for. But we're wasting the money. Now, I must have that particular cloak with that particular name. Yes, if there is some reason why you want that thing and it's got... Maybe you're buying a certain cloak because it washes well. It lasts long. And you're going to keep it for that time. We mustn't lie because we can't lie to Allah Ta'ala. You get a lady, right? Or a man. Now, this is a ladies program, so now we're saying ladies. Right? A lady now, for example, she goes to buy one cloak. Now she's buying a very expensive cloak. If somebody has to ask her, so now she'll say, no, man, this is a very good quality fabric. It washes very well. But she only wears it 2 times in her life. But everybody finish seeing me with that cloak now. And then next month she's going to buy another one. Do you think Allah Pak doesn't know? Allah knows? Yes. A lady, she went and spent that money on that cloak. Right? Now, for example, she says, see, I need to have 7 cloaks in my cupboard. Right? If I have 7 cloaks in my cupboard, then I'm sorted out. So she went and bought 7 good cloaks, good quality, she can afford it. She said, no, these cloaks will last me long. So now she's wearing them, right? She wears them all the time. Now eventually that cloak is now, it's getting worn out, it's gone old, it's losing its color, whatever the fabric material is now getting worn out. So now she says, okay, you know what, I need a new wardrobe now. So now, this 7 cloaks, before it gets totally finished up where nobody can benefit from it, let me rather give it away to somebody, at least they can benefit from it also, and I'll go and replace my cloaks. Now that also Allah is watching. You know, this person is not making israf. But where we just spending, just with no care in the world. So we are using the bounty of Allah Ta'ala in the disobedience, in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. And the other meaning of this word kanud is we use the bounty of Allah Ta'ala, but we forget the one who gave the bounty. We're using the bounty, we won't use the bounty, but we forget the one who gave the bounty. Allah Ta'ala blessed us with our house. Right? So we're using the house. Allah Ta'ala, imagine Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is sleeping on a mat, not even a carpet, on a straw mat. The imprint of that mat is on his Mubarak body. And who he is. And he's not young at that time. He's not young. He's already in advanced age. Well, this all happened in Madina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 50 plus. He's 53 plus. So in his old age. And he's sleeping on that hard mat. Right? Who are we that Allah Ta'ala has given us king size, queen size, posturepedic and balu balu, whatever the names of the different mattresses, right? We got this wonderful mattress. Allah knows our weakness. Allah gave us the bounty. Allah gave us the ni'mat. Now we're sleeping on that bed and we're sleeping through salah. We forgot the giver of this bounty. The giver of the bounty is calling us. We as insan, we get so upset. We're so upset. This fellow, no, I did this for him, that for him. One day, that niece of mine, you know, I taught her this, I taught her that. When she was getting married, I helped her to sew her trousseau. I took her shopping, bought her shoes, did this, that. Now I'm getting some visitors. I just phoned her. I told her, but you know, just make me one salad. Make me one salad. And she turned me down. How upset. How upset we'll get. And here Allah Ta'ala is giving us so much. So much Allah Pak is giving us. Allah Ta'ala said, right, sleep whole night. No problem. Whole night you sleep. I give you a nice comfortable bed, air conditioner if it's hot, heater if it's cold, blanket. No, you don't like this kind blanket. You want this, what? Certain kind cotton duvet cover, certain kind pillow, certain kind sheet. No problem. I'll give you everything. All I give it to you. All I want, if you love me, you wake up a little bit early and talk to me. Wake up a little bit early and talk to me. But if you don't want to do that, that too I'll overlook. But this time here is your cutoff. I want you off this bed. And I want you to come read your Fajr namaz. Here you got no choice in the matter. Tahajjud, I give you choice. That you must do out of love. Khair, if you can't wake up, no problem. I overlook it. But this time is your cutoff. This time I want you up. Now I'm demanding, I'm commanding, I'm calling you. We forget the call of Allah Ta'ala. We forget the call. We use the ni'mat and forget the giver of the ni'mat. Some tests come in our life. We forget Allah Ta'ala. Our Hazrat Ismail Sahib Rahmatullahi, he mentioned that one time he went to a certain place and he was told that, see, somebody is sick in hospital. So he said, alright, chalo, go and visit this person. You go visit a sick person, Allah Ta'ala appoints 70,000 malaika, they make dua for you. You went in the evening, they make dua for you till the morning. You go in the morning, they make dua for you. 70,000 malaika. Morning till evening, they make dua and maghfirat. So it's very good neki to go visit sick person. I remember my ustad, Hazrat Maulana Harun Abbas Umar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. We were in Malawi. And the people told us that there's a wonderful waterfall in this area where we were at. So they said, no, after the program, they'll take us to see the waterfall. So I said, speak to Hazrat Maulana, is the Amir Sahib, speak to him. So when they asked Maulana, is a waterfall? What are you going to do with a waterfall? Waterfall, we've got, back home also there are waterfalls. You can see waterfalling down, what are you going to do with that? He said, no, leave this waterfall story. Are there any sick people in the area? And at that time, Maulana himself was not well. Just to get in and out of the car was so difficult. But we went to a couple of homes where people were not well. Each place he got down, he went, made dua for the person, came back, went to the next place. So going to visit the sick, it's a very big ibadat. So anyway, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he went to the hospital to visit this person. When he went there, he see there's three TVs. One TV in the front, one TV on the right side, one TV on the left side. So he was taken aback, but now he couldn't talk to in front of the patients and all that. Anyway, he made dua, etc. So he came out, he asked the son, the one who took him there to see the father, what's with the so many TVs? So, you know, my father, he loves his TV. And now the nurses, they come and turn him, you know. Sometimes they put him on his back, so then he can see the one that's in front of him. Sometimes they turn him on the right, so they can see the TV on the right side. They turn him on the left, TV on the left. Whatever our father wants, we'll do it. Now, the father is not well. The only one who can give cure is Allah Ta'ala. That time too we're forgetting Allah. That time too we're forgetting. We're doing something that is haram, something that is wrong. Sometime the children are going to visit their parents. How they dressed? How they dressed? Ladies are going to the hospital. No scarf on the head. You're going to visit a patient that is critically ill. That patient, Malakul Maut, can come anytime. Malaika of Rahmat, they don't come in a place where the lady, her hair is open. They don't come there. So we don't think these things. We only think what makes us happy. What makes us happy. We're not thinking that I need Allah's help. I need Allah's help. Sometime the visiting hours is such that now your salah is, you can't get your jamaat. Now do we check? No, maybe I can get it, that masjid, this masjid, or something, make some plan. Alright, khair, if it is such that, you know what, there's no way that I can get it, and now I have to go at that time, that's the visiting hour. Sometimes it's my child in the hospital, sometimes it's, you know, Now you have to go at that time. So Allah Pak also has given us the Shariat, has given us the Deen. Allah Pak didn't make things so difficult on us that there's no way out. So now you got your other family members, Baligh family members, they are also coming for the visit. So we can tell them, see bhai, we need to read our Maghrib Namaz, or we need to read our Isha Namaz. Chalo, just make Jamaat. Just make Jamaat, we know our Namaz is done. But sometimes the ladies going, the men going, not even reading the namaz at all. We go in a ghaflat. That time you need Allah's help. But we forget Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala blesses us with a child. Great ni'mat. So many people, they don't have children. They would love to have a child. But Allah has decreed that they don't have children. Right? And here Allah is giving a child. Now Allah gives us a child, now we have a party. We have a party. In that party, photography, sometimes music, intermingling. It made us very happy. We got a child. But is Allah happy with our actions? So we're taking the bounty of Allah Ta'ala, but we're forgetting the giver. What is His commands? I remember once, our Hazrat Mohammed Subhati Hassan Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned that sometimes we have these functions, you know, we call it wadimas and all that, but there's nothing sunnat in that function that we have. We call it wanima. It's not really a wanima. Right? So much of haram sometimes is taking place in that function. How can it be a wanima? Wanima is something that is a sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, I actually mentioned to the family, I said, you know, if we know the mizaj of our family, right, and we know that this family, they're not going to respect the law of Allah, then why even have a walima? Why even have a walima and invite the whole family? Hafiz Hansa Sahib, one of his murids, the son was getting married, and now they were discussing about the walima. So in that family, most people are modern-minded. Right? So the women are going to dress all like kuffar fashion. The men are going to now go and make hairstyles kuffar fashion. Some, most of them won't even read namaz. Right? And you facilitating all that. So Hafiz Sahib told that father, he says, see, what you do, how much money you want to spend on the walima? Give me that money. I'll send it to an Darul Uloom in India. They'll feed the students. Right? Then you at home with your family, you make niyat, supper you're eating is walima. Today, the birth of a child, how much guna takes place? Forget the birth. Somebody passed away. You know, before they used to say, if you see Lord Khasbawan house, it was before the zamana of WhatsApps and all that, so you just see Lord Khasbawan house, you know, they tell you. So when you're driving past, if there's no topis on the head, or at least some wedding function, and if all are wearing topis, somebody passed away. You know? Today you can't make out that distinction too. Because even at the janaza is like a party. We have become so, you know, far away from the akhirat. In the Kabristan, lucky you ladies don't go Kabristan. But in the Kabristan also the men are talking business. Laughing, joking. It's a big joke. Even mouth doesn't shake us up. Death also, we're seeing death, it don't shake us up. So this is a meaning of this word kanood. If we're utilizing the ni'mats, the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, we're forgetting the giver of the bounties. So I was telling you about Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, that he mentioned a person will have a function. And Hazrat used to, he say, sab kuch andar mas kalandar. He used to say that. That everything there, everybody is mixed up. Namazes are all became qaza. Sometimes music is playing there. Today, funny things people are doing. Everything, sometimes the kuffar also are laughing at us. One wedding, the fellow, he walked in with some predator. One leopard or tiger, I don't know what he came inside with that. That even the kuffar never do still. I don't know if any kuffar did that thing, I didn't hear. Funny things people are doing. The other day in Marisburg area, there was some wedding taking place. So they booked out one castle. I don't know how much it cost to book that, just to book the venue. And then they say a certain time will be the releasing of the lamps. First time I heard about this. I think I'm getting the term right. Something about releasing lamps. Right? If I'm getting the term right. So I'm thinking, what is this thing now? So I went to research this thing. What is this releasing the lamps? So this is some pagan custom. That no, whatever you're wrong you did in your past now, so you're leaving all that one side, and now starting a new, turning a new leaf. Now where this is happening? After the nikah. Who's doing this? Muslims. So Hazrat was talking about this kind of function. So much of wrong is taking place. And after that, when you meet the girl's father or the boy's father in the masjid, Yunusbhai, how it all went, man? Alhamdulillah. Everything went well. Hazrat used to become so emotional and he used to say, Allah protect the person's iman. You see, one is you going and doing all the haram and you praising Allah Ta'ala on your haram. You doing all the haram and then you praising Allah Pak on the haram. So what he regards as the function went well, the food was tasty, came on time, all the guests came, so alhamdulillah. But all the guna, all the wrong, Allah is totally forgotten. It's a ni'mat. Allah has brought a proposal for our daughter, our son, whatever. So many girls, they are sitting at home, not getting married. So many boys, they are, wherever they propose, the fathers are electricians. It's switching them. The boys, they are switched me. They say, no, the father is electrician, they switch the boy. So it's a great ni'mat if our children get married. It's a fikr. So many parents, they got a fikr. My daughter now, she's being 26, 27, she's still at home. My son now, he's not getting married. So if Allah Pak makes it, that it happens, that is a great ni'mat, great bounty. But now what we go and do? Just see, Allah forbid, on this night what will happen. And how many of our Muslim people will be involved? How many people Allah gave them rozi, halal rozi they earned? Right? They got their bonus, or their 13th check, or the shop they did well, or whatever. Now, by haline, where we gone? To some haram destination. To celebrate New Year's. Or even if we're not celebrating New Year's, but how much guna? How much guna? How much sin? I was going to read this, but it's all in the same line. Maybe some other time we'll read it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, the bounties of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala protect us from the evils of ourselves, our nafs, and mothers. Your children, they mustn't leave your house tonight. Maulana Adil was asking me, he said that, Maulana, shouldn't we have one program, late night program? As Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to have, said, let's have one program. So I told him, I said, Maulana, Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he had a lot of young murids who were in this life of evil and they were trying to come out of it. So they used to come to him and they say, Hazrat, please have a program because we frighten, our nafs will get the better of us. We're going to run to all these parties. So for that reason, Hazrat used to have a program with them. However, what I'm seeing now is that when this program is happening on this New Year's night and all that, the children who normally their parents don't let them out of the house, they now got a bahana to come out of the house. They tell their parents, no, we're being programmed. Right? Now the speaker, what, he's going to take a roll call. He didn't know who's coming, who's not coming. So they come and show their face a little bit, then make salam with one, two musallis. The musallis, father's friend, saw them and everything. Right? And then they are gone. Program no naam, shaitan no kaam. No, before, when the ijtima used to be in the Joburg region, and ijtima used to take place Easter time. A lot of men from Natal, they say they're going ijtima, they book in Carlton Hotel, they're sitting in the Ran Easter show. So they say, ijtima no naam ne apro kaam. They just take the ijtima's name and then they're doing all their own things. The same thing is happening with these programs. Wallahi, all these youth programs and all these things. You want to send your child for a youth program, you go with. These youth, lot of these youth programs, I won't say all, but a lot of these youth programs is making a bahana for those children who their parents normally don't let them go. And they say, no, there's a youth program happening in the masjid. This is, so many of them are then falling prey to vape and smoke and drug and woman and everything in the name of program. We have to make the tarbiyat of our children. Nobody else is going to make the tarbiyat of our children for us. We have to look after them. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, Allah give you tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala don't send His la'anat down tonight. Allah don't send His curse on us. Allah don't send His azam on us. When such large scale of guna is going to take place, it must actually make our hearts tremble. Allah Ta'ala forgive us, Allah protect us, Allah guide us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته